Welcome to the Monday Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lucas Pierman, content editor, director, all that good stuff for the Las Cruces Sun News. Lucas, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I was watching cable TV earlier this week, and all of a sudden I see a commercial for a local Las Cruces Nissan Kia dealership, and I'm thinking to myself, there's a new dealership in town? What's going on? And then I saw the Shamali name come up. And I said, I'm familiar with Shamali, but out of El Paso. So then I pick up yesterday's Sun News, and there it is.
Tell us about it. So the Shamalis, they used to have a dealership in El Paso. They don't have the dealership currently, but they were looking to get back into the market. And Jack Key, which owns a couple of dealerships here in Las Cruces, they have Nissan, they have Kia, and they have Chrysler Dodge. They were looking to scale back. So they worked out a deal with Shamali. They said, hey, well, why don't you guys take over our Nissan and Kia dealerships? And so that's what Shamali did. They said, oh, this is a great opportunity for us to get back into the market. So they've taken over Nissan and Kia in Las Cruces. Jack Key is holding on to their Chrysler Dodge dealership as well as their dealerships in Alamogordo and Deming.
Okay, so they did hold on to those properties.
Yes.
So what does this do for the Las Cruces market, bringing in Shamali?
Yeah, well, I think anytime you bring in more ideas into the market, it's a good thing. And so now you have the Shamalis, you have Jack Key, you have Borman, you have Bravo.
Well, yeah, because I just realized, I mean, in my head, I'm like, oh, this is actually a new dealership in addition to Jack Key, because Jack Key still retained the Chrysler.
Yeah, so Jack Key's still here. You have Sparrow, you have Vescovo, Lithia. So you have a lot of dealers here in the area, and they're going to be, you know, competing from one another and, you know, who can give the best deal. So ultimately, it's better for the consumer to have more choice.
So what does this do for advertising? Because I guess now there's going to be some additional advertising from, you know, from a business perspective. Advertising revenue definitely comes into play here.
Yeah. So now you have the Shamalis, just another player in the whole advertising game to come into the market and spend money and just, you know, raise that that GDP of Las Cruces.
Okay. So let's recap the auto dealerships we have, the new auto dealerships. We have Borman Autoplex. We have Bravo Chevrolet, Cadillac, Jack Key Auto Group, Kia of Las Cruces, Las Cruces Nissan, Sparrow Dealerships, and Vescovo of Las Cruces, Vescovo Toyota.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So definitely no shortage of places to look for a vehicle in the Las Cruces area. Let's talk about fashion. I am not one for fashion, so fill me in on this one.
Yeah, well, so this is a store that I can't say I've ever been to, Emerald Isle Boutique.
We're not allowed. I mean, it's a boutique.
They do sell menswear.
They do? Really?
They do,
see,
yes.
This is
I didn't
to me.
Know that until I read this story. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go check it out. But you can get for the ladies out there, the Emerald Isle Boutique, which is in Mesilla. It's been there for 35 years. And
35 years, no kidding,
35
really.
35 years.
Did not know that.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's owned by the Burchells. Burchells? I'm not really sure how to pronounce their name. But they've owned that store for 35 years. The mom started it with her business partner.
We did a fashion show with them. They are constantly doing fashion shows.
They are.
Yeah.
Any kind of fashion show that you see, Emerald Isle is going to be involved.
Yes, yes.
And if you walk into that store, they're going to, you know, say, oh, this is the kind of dress or kind of outfit that's going to accentuate your body style. And then they're going to find some accessories, and they're going to say, this is the accessories that you want with this outfit. So they're going to not let you leave that store unless you're looking good.
So they literally dress you from top to bottom.
Yes.
So it's from accessories to the actual what's in fashion, what's in style at the moment.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting.
So they are the experts. If you want to know if you got an event coming up, you want to look good, you can go to Emerald Isle. They'll make sure that you're looking good when you leave that store.
And after being around for 35 years, they're doing something right.
Right. Yes.
So congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm.
How is the market? Which market, you ask, this week in the real estate section?
Yeah, our real estate column this week is fascinating. Got all sorts of numbers. If you're like kind of a facts and figures guy like me, you're going to enjoy this
okay,
column.
Let's go into the numbers game here. Talk to me.
Okay, so numbers of homes for sale in Las Cruces. There's currently 890 properties for sale, which seems like a lot to me. right?
Now, these are residential single-family properties.
Yeah, residential single-family properties. So if you're looking for a home, you have 890 to choose from.
Okay.
Right now, 50 are townhomes, 24 are condominiums, and the remaining 816 are freestanding homes. 68 of those are brand new.
New construction.
New construction. So the majority of homes out there are homes that that have been lived in. They're not brand new. They're not townhomes or condominiums. And that's pretty normal for a market.
What's the cost of a townhome or a condominium? What are we looking at?
Yeah, if you're going to get a well, let's start with condominium. Condominiums are kind of the basic starter place. A little over $100,000, $106,000. Townhomes, which are a little bit more extensive, that's going to cost you about $150,000 in Las Cruces. If you're looking for a brand new home in Las Cruces, remember there's 68 on the market, average, it's going to cost you $241,000.
Okay.
Now, if you average the remaining, 700 and so
homes?
Freestanding homes that have been lived in, the existing price is $275,000.
Whoa. Okay. So $275,000, is this for a three-bedroom home?
Yeah, so this is all homes.
This is all homes.
Yeah, so it's those homes that you can find up in the up in the mountains, up in the foothills, that are going to cost you $750,000 or so, to your homes in the middle of Las Cruces, which may be around 120. You average all of that out, and it's $275,000.
So we're looking at this year alone through the first 8 months. A total of 1,023 homes were sold this year.
Yes.
How does this compare to 2015?
Almost exactly the same.
Really?
There were 1,025 homes sold during the period from January through September in 2015. There were 1,023 homes, two fewer, sold in that same time period in 2016.
So what does this say about the market?
It's steady.
Steady.
Yeah, it's a steady market. So it's, so you got some nice homes on the market, and people are coming in and they're buying them, and it's a good time to be a home seller or home buyer.
Well, Lucas, thank you very much for coming in.
All right, thanks.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.